Hello, this is Will.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Lawson.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, I think I tried calling you earlier today. We were discussing your property there, Prince George.
Yeah, 228.
Yeah. So I had a chance to talk to my team, and the only thing is with when we do contracts with, or when we try to buy a trail or a mobile home, we prefer it to be on its own land. Only issue is the fact that the owners of that land will never be able to own it, so it's going to be a situation where we're always renting. So there's never any actual true ownership to the property. So unfortunately, we won't be able to do that.
Hey, look. You remember when we first started talking and I told you all that stuff? That's exactly why I told you all of that. That's why I got up and got up out of there.
Yeah, exactly. And I told you understand
like,
that.
It's
yeah,
like, you ever seen a bug fly to a light and it just keep on hitting that motherfucker, bouncing off, and keep going back into the same spot? That's all it's doing. And then on top of that, the rent keep going up year by year. So it's like, damn, it's like $300 more than a day. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that's the biggest issue is, like, no matter what happens, because they're the owners, they can choose how they want to deal with the situation. It doesn't have to even be, you know, an economic thing. It's because it's theirs. They can lock people into whatever. And if they're there, they're kind of stuck with it, you know, so.
Exactly. And then if you don't pay your lot rent or something, then they just come and take your house. And then now, you know what I'm saying, like it's a rinse and recycle type thing.
Exactly. So, yeah, unfortunately, you know, like I said, we definitely would want to help, but it just wouldn't really make sense for us to really get too deep in the weeds with it at this time.
Exactly. Yeah, I understand. I already know. That's why I was trying to tell you before we even got too deep into it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm glad I ain't the only one that see what the hell going on and realize that shit ain't kosher.
Yeah, I definitely do appreciate you, taking the time to speak with us about it, and you know, but I wish you the best with the situation. But if we can come up with something later, I'll definitely reach out to you to see what we can do.
Oh yeah, shit, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm gonna do about it. Any pointers? This is not legal advice, so I can let everybody know if this is being recorded. But you know, anything I can do to like the, I don't know.
It's just a tough situation, to be honest with you. And then with them, like, pretty much locking you out of the property, I mean, you know, and trying to get the $2,600 out of you. I don't know. Personally, for me, I personally feel like it's a bit of a scam how they do it. You know, like, it's not fair that, you know, and everyone's going through an economic situation. It doesn't matter how much money you have or what your situation is. Everyone's been affected by stuff over the last couple of years, you know. So, you know, we're kind of in a situation where, you know, some people are just going to be greedy, and they're going to, you know, if you fall back by just a little bit, they want it all, you know. And
yeah,
that's what's happening right here, so.
Yeah, that's pretty much consumer fraud, for real.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what it is, though, man. I understand. I know what time it is. Yeah, I appreciate it in a way, though.
Yeah, but I definitely appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity. But if I said if we can try to figure out something in the meantime, I'll give you a call back.
All right, that what's up.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too.